Welcome to our Thanksgiving Day worship here at Morrison Zion Lutheran. As we gather together to celebrate today, the theme of our worship is Enter His Gates with Thanksgiving. Through readings and through hymns, we'll see all the various things throughout the year that we can enter into God's house to give Him thanks for. Things that come directly from God's hands, things that come to us through others. Our worship, everything you need for it is in your service folder or on the screens. If you're joining us online, everything should be on the screens. All the hymns are out of the supplement today, so if there are some hymns that you're maybe not as familiar with, you might want to use a service folder which has the music in it or the supplement that's in your pew. Our worship begins with a call to worship from our choir, the anthem, Give Thanks. As you're able, please stand. Our opening litany comes with responses from Psalm 100 and the congregation responds for verses from Psalm 150. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs.
Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His greatness.
Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His people, the sheep of His pasture.
Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp of the lyre.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to the Lord and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Congregation may be seated. We enter God's gates with thanksgiving for repentance, for God opening our eyes to see through his word that we can't save ourselves, that we are sinners, and that salvation has to come from outside of us. A reading from Romans chapter 3. What shall we conclude then? Do we have any advantage? Not at all. We have already made the charge that Jews and Gentiles alike are under the power of sin, as it is written, "There is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways, and the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes." Now, we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin. This is the word of our God. I invite you to join together in singing verses 1 and 3 of hymn 738, "In Hopelessness and Near Despair."
Thank you.
We give you thanks and praise, O gracious God, that you've led us to know ourselves for what we really are. And therefore we say, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Amen.
We enter God's gates with thanksgiving for Jesus, our Redeemer. In our next reading, we hear how he left heaven to become one of us to redeem us. A reading from Hebrews chapters 2 and 3. Both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. He says, I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters in the assembly. I will sing your praises. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, he says, here am I and the children God has given me. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of the devil, of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it's not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as our apostle and high priest. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of the house has greater honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, bearing witness to what would be spoken by God in the future. But Christ is faithful as the Son over God's house, and we are his house, if indeed we hold firmly to our confidence and the hope in which we glory. This is the word of our God. I invite you to sing verses 1 and 2 of hymn 715, What Grace Is This? We give you our thanks and praise, O gracious God, for the gift of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself into death that we might have life with you forever.
Amen.
We enter God's gates with thanksgiving for the gift of faith. It comes from God. It doesn't come from ourselves, but it makes the work of Christ our own personally. A reading from Romans chapter 3. But now, apart from the law, a righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There's no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Where then is boasting? It's excluded. Because of what law? The law that requires works? No, because of the law that requires faith. For we maintain that as a person is justified by faith, apart from the works of the law. This is the word of our God. I invite you to sing verses 1 and 3 of hymn 739. Baptismal waters cover me. We give you our thanks and praise, O gracious God, for the priceless gift of faith by which we have been made your children and heirs of your kingdom. We enter God's gates with thanksgiving for the word that we gather around. His word brings us to faith, strengthens our faith, and guides us in how we thank our Lord for the gift of salvation. A reading from Psalm 119. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. This is the word of our God. I invite you to join together in singing verse 1 of hymn 735. Speak, O Lord. We give you our thanks and praise, O gracious Lord, for the gift of your word, through which we have found peace, comfort, conviction, assurance, and hope. We enter God's gates with thanksgiving for the gift of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, this intimate connection with our Savior for the forgiveness of our sins. A reading from 1 Corinthians 10 and 11.
Therefore, my dear friends, flee from idolatry. I speak to sensible people. Judge for yourself what I say. Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all share the one loaf. For I received from the Lord what I passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." This is the word of our God. I invite you to join together in singing verses 1, 2, and 5 of hymn 742, "What Is This Bread?" We give you our thanks and praise, O gracious Lord, for the gift of your supper, through which we have found peace, comfort, conviction, assurance, and hope. We enter God's gifts with thanksgiving for all the physical blessings that he pours out on us day after day. A reading from Psalm 104. Praise the Lord, my soul. Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. He makes springs pour waters into the ravines. It flows between the mountains. They give water to all the beasts of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds of the sky nest by the waters. They sing among the branches. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The land is satisfied by the fruit of his work. He makes grass grow for the cattle and plants for people to cultivate. Bring forth food from the earth, wine that gladdens human hearts, oil to make their faces shine, and bread that sustains their hearts. All creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord.
Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord. This is the word of our God. I invite you to join together in singing the first two verses of hymn 785, O Lord of Nations. We give you our thanks and praise, O gracious Lord, for the gift of life and health, money, homes, family, friends, civil peace and protection, and the abundance of our earthly blessings. We continue to worship our Lord as we worship Him through our offerings. Thank you. live in a fallen world and we face challenges and difficulties, so we enter God's gates with thanksgiving because of his promises of help in time of trouble. A reading from Psalm 31. In you I have taken refuge, Lord. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Keep me free from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God. Love the Lord, all his faithful people. The Lord preserves those who are true to him, but the proud he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. This is the word of our God. I invite you to join together in singing the first two verses of hymn 765, Day by Day. We give you our thanks and praise, O gracious God, for the riches and healing of your comfort when our hearts are heavy and the cross overwhelms us. We enter God's gates for opportunities to share our faith that our Lord places in front of us day after day. A reading from 1 Peter chapter 3. Finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic. Love one another. Be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing. Because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongues from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil to good. They must speak peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Who's going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right,
you are blessed. Do not fear their threat. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. For it is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. This is the word of the Lord. I invite you to join together in singing the first two verses of hymn 774, Church of God, Elect and Glorious. Give you our thanks and praise, O gracious God, for the riches and healing of your comfort when our hearts are heavy and the cross overwhelms us. We enter God's gate with thanksgiving at all times for all things. A reading from Romans chapter 11. Oh, the depth of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who's known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay them? For from him and through him and for him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. That's your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it's to encourage, then give encouragement. If it's giving, then give generously. If it's to lead, do it diligently. If it's to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it's written, "It's mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is the word of our God. I invite you to join together in singing verses 1 and 4 of hymn 769, Lord of All Hopefulness. We give you thanks and praise, O gracious God, for the opportunities you give us every day to thank you. Help us to imitate your love and reflect your grace to everyone we meet. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. We close with hymn 745, May the Peace of God.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you to everyone for joining us in worshiping our Lord today. We're all very glad you're all here. Special welcome to our guests here in person or online. And once again, we're just happy to have you all worshiping our Lord with us this Thanksgiving Day. If you're here in person as you leave, and if you're going out the middle double doors in the back, on each side on the radiator, there's a devotion book that begins December 1st. Advent begins this coming Sunday, but there's 25 devotions on the Word Made Flesh, the Hysterical Reality of Christmas. So if you'd like to pick one up for yourself or share one with someone, all that we have are in the back, and when they're gone, they're gone. Once again, thank you very much for joining us in worshiping our Lord, and may the Lord bless your Thanksgiving Day.